with one of our faves, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Now the property, I guess, in a sense, of talk radio news.
Yes, yes I am. I'm proud of it.
There you go. And he joins us at the top here to talk about what else? Fiscal cliff. I know people are sick of even hearing that word, but it is the dominating news story. And we have just a couple of weeks left. And there's these meetings supposedly now on the phone between Obama and Speaker of the House Boehner. And they seem to be the two that are driving both sides. What's going on with Boehner, Bob?
Well, you know, he's serving three or four masters, and I mean, he's the last guy I'd want to be in D.C. He's got to try to satisfy the Tea Party. He's got people that are moderates are unhappy, all the way around the board. He also has to still be elected in a sense that he gets voted on in January by the House. And people kind of forget that. So the president just puts his hand on the Bible. Boehner has to get a vote yet.
He's saying, where are the cuts? You know, he's asking a fair question, because that was the Democrats before were saying, okay, well, where are the loopholes? Let's talk about that. Where are you going to close up? And, you know, what are you willing to give us tax-wise? And so now he's smartly so. He says, okay, well, where are your cuts? So where are the cuts?
Well, Carney, the press secretary of the president, pointed and said, well, page 14 to 47, but actually they're going to have to decide on numbers of how much to cut. They can't do this whole budget to defend the White House for a second, and they should make this clear. You can't do this all in this piece of legislation. It goes to another process. But they can say, here's how much we're going to do. Problem these two have, they can't even agree on the baseline to start with, because the president wants to, you know, say, well, we're not in two wars, which is correct, and Boehner says, well, we don't count that. So they can't even agree where they start.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. Do you think, what does your gut tell you? You played this game before. Do you think they'll solve this or no, or what?
No, I think this one, even, they've got to about the 16th because they've got the mechanics to put it through. But I think they just do something temporarily. And I know they'll get criticized for it, but, you know, take a better look at it. I don't know how they can get it together. They still have members that have to vote on this. These two need to remember that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know?
No kidding. Okay, the other thing is the Sandy bill, that was voted on, and of course this was a numbers game too. How much money did New Jersey need and New York need? And oh yeah, what about all those other places that also got hit? So they're saying that the Senate unveils anyway the Hurricane Sandy bill, and they said they would spend about $60.4 billion, something like that. That's matching Obama's amount, but that's not enough money. So you think that they're going to add some to this pile?
Well, this is always a heated debate. After 9/11, New York was the same way. And they'll only be able to add so much, especially right now. Although it's a disaster, it's horrible, I don't know how far they can go. This is one of the tougher times to be adding more money for anything.
Yeah, boy. No kidding. No kidding. The plea was, or the pledge was, not really the plea, the pledge was, okay, so we're willing to stay. We are going to stay through the holidays. So that brings us right back around to the whole fiscal cliff specifically again. How many times really has Congress, and I don't even know this answer, worked through the holidays?
Well, I was there at Christmas. I think I got out Christmas Day Eve, if that makes sense. One time we had to stay for, I can't even remember what it was for. Most of the time they'll go home, but every once in a while this will happen. But they'll just stay as a, I don't know, a show, because they can't really do anything. I mean, they'll just stay because, you know, they are, quote, working. They're not really going to do anything on Christmas Eve except anger the families.
Yeah.
Or maybe some families want them to stay. I don't know.
Yeah, could be. Hey, last one, since you were a Midwest guy, Michigan, all the controversy over right to work, wrong direction, right direction, what? This is the 24th state to do that. I mean, that's a heavy union state. Lots of people cutting jobs yesterday, sort of. You know, the teachers went and protested. There's thousands of people out there. Is there any really recourse to reverse this? I don't think there is.
Well, no, they put it in the budget. They were sneaky about that. I mean, they wouldn't even debate this out front. This is a shocker for me as a Midwesterner. It really is, because this was a Southern thing. Now it's up in the Midwest. It's a very strange thing to see happening in our area of the country, honestly. But they just did it in a horrible process. What a terrible process to do it in. They did it in such a way the voters can't react to it.
Yeah, because it can't be put on the ballot. Yeah,
correct.
Through the
yeah.
budget.
Bad move.
All right. Bob Ney, thanks so much as always.
Thank
we'll talk to you again down the
Thank
road.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so Bob, as somebody who went through this in Congress, as he said, they stayed on Christmas Eve night just there. He was talking about that, obviously, and also, or day anyway, and he mentions that he thinks that there will be that Band-Aid, and I really thought they weren't going to do it, and then said if they try to plop it over top of it, it'll be such an awkward thing that it makes no sense, and I think he agrees the same, feels the same. So we'll see. The government is broken, baby. That's what I can tell you. The government is broke and broken. And if we continue to allow things to play out the way they're playing out, I mean, eventually, who knows what the United States ultimately looks like. And when I say that, it's because we see what happened in Greece. We look at the fears in Europe, and do we need to have it spelled out for us? Smaller country, different country, yes, but money woes, deficits that they couldn't pay off, borrowing again and again and again. It's an obvious scenario. This is not going to get us anywhere. So the talks dissolve into a feud while this happens over this whole holiday break thing. How do you successfully negotiate this deal? I mean, isn't there, I was in a bookstore, there's like 100 books on negotiating. Does somebody need to ride to Washington on a white horse and figure this thing out? I keep saying economists, because to me that's really the answer. Get numbers people in who don't care, who are not wearing a blazing red letter or blue letter on their chest. They're just numbers people. For goodness sake, corporations are so cold-hearted, they bring in the numbers guys, and they just axe out departments and people, and they don't care. They don't want to know their personal story. So we can't get some economists around a table that they really dig into this, and let's just split this thing in half like Solomon. Here's the cutting. Here's what we have to do. Here's the money that we have to pull in. Let's just figure this thing out, period. End of story. This is it. This is the last stand right here. And so it happens now or it doesn't happen. Shockingly, coming up in this hour of America tonight, we have some aftermath on the Brian Terry death. Remember, he was the Border Patrol agent that was killed by a gun that was part of the Fast and Furious bungled operation that should have never happened. His murderer is sentenced in prison, basically. The gun buyer, we'll talk about that. And I'll tell you how many months you can decide whether it's fair or foul. Plus, details emerging from the mall shooting rampage lone gunman. We knew that, 22 years old. What was his story? What triggered this? What, you know, ultimately, the people who were the victims, that's what you have to remember. You know, you had somebody who was a hospice nurse who was killed, and a guy who people said was the friendliest guy around, and a father of two, just happened to be at the mall at the wrong time, and then another 15-year-old fighting for their life. So we'll put a face on what happened on the shooting rampage in just a second here and some more reaction to that. Somebody who actually dated the shooter talking about signs that something was wrong, that he was supposed to disappear and he was selling everything. And, you know, that's one of your signs. Everything gets sold, seems happy, but suddenly takes a strange twist. We're going to go down that road coming up on the flip side here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1480. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5726, $878.63 for a half ounce, or $439.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5726, $878.63, and $439.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
She has no understanding or explanation for her son's behavior. She's very sad and wants everyone to know she is so sorry what Jake did, and it's so out of his character.
It makes me think as if, was he even planning on going to Hawaii? What was this something he really, he quit his job, he sold all of his things, he was trying to sell his car, so I had no reason not to believe him.
Robert's ex-girlfriend, Hannah Sansburn, tells ABC News he quit his job and began to seem disconnected from family and friends in the past week or so. He said he planned on moving to Hawaii.
He just seemed numb, if anything. He's usually very bubbly and very happy, and I asked him what had changed, and he said nothing. It was just had so much he had to do before he went to Hawaii.
Now she wonders if he was ever planning to move. Alex Stone, ABC.
A little report, and that's the report you heard across the country, all over the place, people trying to come up with an explanation for what possibly could have been the reason, or was there something we missed? He was going to go to Hawaii, sold things, and apparently he didn't get on that plane and he didn't leave. Instead, he ruined several lives. A 22-year-old Jacob Tyler Roberts, that's his name, killing the two people, injuring one who's still fighting for their life. Shoppers fleeing. We talked about that the last time around. Instant panic. And now the question is, and because he killed himself, he goes in, armed with a AR-15 semi-automatic rifle that he stole from someone he knew. He just went on a shooting spree. That's what happened. So here it was random who ended up dying, but it was an unforeseen thing, according to the people around him. He rented a basement room in a single-story Portland home. That's what he was doing. He hadn't even lived there very long, and he left his place at 1:30 in the afternoon, and he was wearing a neighbor says, just a dark jacket and jeans, and he was carrying a guitar case. But what did that guitar case contain? Obviously the gun, because he had a bunch of loaded mags when he got to the mall, and he parked his Jetta in the front at the entrance to Macy's, walked through the store, and began randomly firing into the food court. He fatally shot Stephen Forsythe, 45 years old, who had two kids, was a coach, was a well-liked guy, according to people who, knew him, saying that he would volunteer for all kinds of things. And then there was another woman, Cindy Ann Yuli. She was 54 years old. And then Christina Shakankar, Shachinko, rather, 15 years old, who's in serious condition and still is alive and still is fighting. So, you know, here's the thing. You think about other shootings like this that have shattered our lives, and luckily there weren't more people killed in this. Still, anybody is too many. But on average, apparently, there are about 20 mass murders every year. If you go and you look at the statistics, you'll see that. And that's pretty much been the trend since the 70s. So the typical mass murderer, if you're trying to get a portrait of who it is, who was this guy, is somebody who's isolated, a white male in his 30s or 40s. He has no criminal record, but he's had failure, frustration, and whether it's a coworker, bosses, somebody, his family, they decide that somebody has to answer for what's happened to them. And the rarest form of mass murder is what happened in Portland, random shooting. And if you look for a description of that person, it fits the bill. It's somebody in their 20s. They might have had mental health issues, and they just decide that life is awful, brutal, you know, they're miserable, and they decide that they're just going to open fire somewhere. And apparently, from looking into things that have happened in the past, that's the portrait that we arrive at here, 22-year-old Jacob Roberts, and stunning to people who knew him, who dated him, who went to school with him. It's that same story of, no way, this cannot be who did this, but it was. It was the guy who did it, and the parents, or the mother especially, Jacob's mother, is obviously more than upset and trying to apologize. And what do you do when you're the mother of the person who does something, you know, horrible like this? So this just fits the pattern of what we're seeing here. So there's nothing more to it than that. And I think that this is one of those cases where it gets thrown into the pile of, ooh, you know, for some, gun control. If we had gun control, he wouldn't have had those rounds. He wouldn't have been able to go in and do it. And I'd say he still would have done something. If he wanted to do any kind of destruction, he could have done it. You could do explosives. Could have done, certainly done something else, who knows, randomly gone in and grabbed some people from the mall or on their way out. That doesn't matter. The sad thing here is for the people who now are affected and touched by his life, his act, randomly affecting those people, children, their future families, and the people related to them. And that's the awful thing that you just can't turn around no matter what, and that's the bottom line. Speaking of not being able to turn things around, piggybacking on that, we talked about Brian Terry a lot on America Tonight. There was such an outcry about Fast and Furious, and there should have been, because we never really got a lot of the details to it. How far did it go up? The bogus emails, not knowing specifically what was said back and forth. And no really solid answers, in my opinion, to Brian Terry. So the gun buyer connected to this, the person who got the gun, part of the gun smuggling ring, pled guilty in federal court to conspiring and dealing guns without a federal license. So his name is Jamie Avila, and the 25-year-old bought two rifles that were found at the scene of the Terry shooting just north of the Arizona-Mexico border. So he pleads guilty. He gets 57 months in prison for his part of this. He has to do like a drug alcohol rehab thing when he's in prison. And, you know, here we again go, where you have a district judge who's sitting there and says the guy has no remorse. Is no remorse. Could he have not spared the lives of Terry and some of these other people? So there are five others who admitted serving as these so-called straw buyers for that ring, for that smuggling ring. Avila faced up to 10 years in prison for his role as a buyer and then got the 57 months. So the question then becomes, for the Terry family, and my thoughts of connected, how, you know, there's all that 6 degrees of separation, just like the two people killed in the mall shooting in the suburban of Portland. So in the case of Terry, who wanted his entire life to be a Border Patrol agent and was doing a good job at it, falls victim to something that shouldn't have happened. Op Fast and Furious, that started in 2009, was run by the Arizona field office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, you know, fondly called the ATF, right? But they screwed up on this one. They allowed 1,400 guns, we know this story, to go into the black market in hopes that those sales would lead them to the cartels. Didn't do anything whatsoever except for end up at crime scenes across Mexico and in the United States, and most of the guns were never even recovered. So at least more people will be charged in this case and or have been charged in this case, and we'll see what they get for their part in the whole straw-buying ring. But 57, to me, 57 months in prison seems so light for what happened here. So light. And they haven't said, by the way, which member of the crew, of this crew that's all going to be sentenced, was the one who fired the fatal shot at Terry. And they won't say whether the weapon used to kill him was linked to Fast and Furious. So once again, we have vague generalities. An op that happened that shouldn't have happened, that blew up in their faces, and then we don't even know the ultimately the truth of this. And the FBI is pursuing others connected. There's three people that are still at large, and they're offering $250,000 for any information to the capture of the three men, and who knows where they are now. Coming up on America Tonight, what happened in Syria? Would it surprise you? Once Syria gets pinched, they decide to bite back. But will we have anything to do with Syria as far as boots on the ground or money to help yet another country in the Middle East? As you hear about the atrocities in Syria, do you want to break that code that some of us have made of, oh, we can't invest any more money in the sands in the desert? What do you think, America? Is it time to close the wallet? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
And listening to the show, I'll tell you what, Cliff's crime and now finally mascots. Yeah, we have to turn our attention in a different direction, catch our breath. You know, there's only so many ways to dissect a cliff. So always, this show is about the buzz in the backyard, your buzz. You can call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So check this out. I read a story today about these two mascots at a high school basketball game. There's a website called Yard Barker, and a lot of gossipy sports kind of things fly up on it. So this was posted there, and they talk about these mascots at this high school basketball team at Manual High and Mail High brawling on the court last week. You know what the mascots' names were? Manuals. Ram, that's their mascot, the Ram. And Male, what a name for high school. It is Male High School. Male has a bulldog for a mascot. This is the problem. They prearranged to have a friendly deal at midcourt. But it got serious because Ram got crazy and carried away and tried to drop kick the bulldog. You have a packed gym. You know how high school basketball is. Everybody goes. What else are you going to do? Everybody's going to go to the basketball game. It's chilly. It's a perfect place to just huddle up on the benches and cheer and hang out in your car in the parking lot beforehand. So the packed gym, the roof practically blew off as the two of them started just flat out duking it out on the floor before the game eventually was started again. But students from each school were involved in fights in the parking lot after the game. So they had this adrenaline rush, we'll call it. And you wonder, is that a sign of spiritedness or stupidness? I'm going to say stupidness, because it would be funny to see the mascots, I suppose, tangling. But really, who wants to get cold-cocked in the parking lot? Who wants to wake up with a black eye, put a steak over top of it? Not I. I love the names of the mascots, though. Manual High, the Ram, and Male High's Bulldog. I was thinking this today because you know how they ask all those cockamamie questions when you sign up for a bank account or you sign up for anything. You sign up for anything on the internet and you have to have questions. What's your mother's maiden name? Do you remember the first time you gave blood? What's the first contract you ever signed? No, they ask questions. First car you ever had? First mascot? I've got asked this question before several times. What's the first mascot? What? Okay, let me think about that for a second. And I realize the mascots that I've had in my life have been the cougar, seriously, and the bobcat. Ohio University is the bobcat. So, I don't know if the cougar and the bobcat got into it. It's pretty similar. I think we'll just call that even. It's amazing how mascots have become such pure entertainment, and there's things that are so prearranged that are supposed to be acted out, that this, I guess, was one of those things where it wasn't acted out enough to make sure it was smooth, and it upset too many of the people, I think, in the gym, and then it bled over because you have that early starting hormones of the true sports fan where they just cannot control themselves, and the team spirit flies out of them. Haven't I seen that before? But usually it's been at a college game or a professional game for the most part. So as the world turns, there's 12-12-12 happening, a day where all three hook up and make it for a perfect moment of marriage. So many marriages today. I think I read something, the guesstimate is about 4,000 people got married on 12-12-12. And then what about people having babies on that very day? Is it a lucky day across the board or not? I guess it depends on how you portray it. They say it's all about what you take in. So if you take 12-12-12 across the board to be lucky because it's so rare, then it's a lucky day. But a lot of people raced to city halls to try to get married, figuring it would help their chances of not ending up like one of the many, many divorced couples that probably live to the right, to the left, and maybe down the street from you. The White House and Sandy, the relationship there to the Republicans and aid. The Senate is talking about $60 billion for the cleanup. The governors of New York and New Jersey both say, oh, it's so much more. What do we do? Do we give some money and say, okay, $60.4 billion is it? That's all we can afford. Can we even afford that? The Republicans are saying, listen, are we going to pay our bills or are we going to push it on to the next generation? And that was Jeb Hansarling from Texas, one of the congressmen from Texas. So the administration requested last week to come up with the money, come up with the law, come up with the money, that kind of thing. But because everybody's so consumed with budget cuts and financial cliffs and all these other things, and only a few weeks left in the session of Congress, that gets pushed back somehow, or pushed to the side, not back, but pushed to the side. And 60.4, as John Kyle of Arizona said, is way too much to swallow. So what do you do when you have your biggest city in peril in some areas, And what do you do across the bridge in New Jersey? So do you cut? Are you cutting somewhere to make up for the funds? I would think you're doing that. The Democrats put out a 94-page bill that made some changes to the details in the request for the money. It doesn't include the offsets. So the bill, if we were to break it down, because that's what you want to see, instead of, okay, give us $80 billion, the bill would be $11.5 billion for the FEMA Disaster Relief Fund, $17 billion for community development block grants, $921 million to repair roads and bridges. So that's way bigger than what they originally were asking for. There'd be $336 million for Amtrak. $32 million was requested. So requesting $32 million, getting $336. For if it's all approved. For mass transit, the bill would pony in another $10.8 billion rather than the $11.7 that was initially requested. So can we afford to go even more in the hole? The answer is no. We can't afford to do that, but how do you decide what the cutoff point is? That's a tough one. And if it's your state, guess what? You want the money. But what about all the other states? What about all the other states? And now you have some Republicans accusing the Democrats of pushing this because it's a blue state. And it's two blue states we're talking about, New York and New Jersey. And that if this was someplace else, would there be this much urgency about approving money to the states? So trying to pay for it. How do we save money and pay for this? There's got to be a different way. Some of it's not immediate. I guess that's the thing. That's why I read off the list. Some of it's not immediate, and maybe that's where they could trim off some of the money. $921 million to repair roads and bridges. They were only looking for, they thought, and the administration said anyway, $308 million. So there's a big discrepancy between the numbers, between what 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue sees and the people in the field see. But they need the money. They need something. Because the states affected by Sandy, which, by the way, are mostly represented by Democrats, are just being swallowed up by this process of trying to rebuild. Oh, Staten Island. They used to work with a lot of people from Staten Island. It is so many areas were just so flattened. But rebuilding takes money. Getting all everything restored to where it was takes serious dough. And should we do the heavy lifting? It's your money and it's my money. Do we do the heavy lifting? That's probably why they had a concert on cable, on HBO and on Showtime to try to raise money for the hurricane relief, because they know, whoo, bad timing for the government to chip in. I mean, of course they will, but how much can we ask for that's doable? The $60.4 billion? Or do we dare dance out on a very thin line and ask for even more? I think asking for even more would not be advisable to the average person who's part of the process. I think you have to maneuver that from behind the scenes. And then you have Lindsey Graham saying that the president must man up. He calls him a guy who's not manned up on entitlement reform. Think we're really going to get retitlement, like retire, entitlement reform? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. We'll be right back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Dress to the nine. Some of you can see me. I have on a Tampa Bay Buccaneers sweatshirt. Actually, I borrowed it from my husband's closet. It's too big, but it's comfortable since it's freezing cold in the satellite facility. Not warm and comfy and toasty at the mothership in Minneapolis, where the temps, I hear, are just balmy. Had to dig through the closet to come up with an NFL sweatshirt. Who knows what team it will be, but let me remind you, if you have one eye open, take a cat nap while you're listening, and certainly put on a coffee or two. Maybe you just have to use one if you have a Keurig machine. So once the coffee's done brewing, boom, you wake up. And full on awake, because of course you're listening. And then we have our little contest for fun, Nail the Score. All you have to do is guess who's going to win and what the final score is going to be. And boy, people have come so close. Dave in Vermont won the first week out. And then that was it. And now some close scores, but nobody's nailed the score completely since Dave was able to do it out of the Gate. Yes, he did. It was pretty excellent to have a winner that early. So what has you fired up? What has you fired up? I think some people were fired up over the Portland story because here you go again. You have this guy. Everybody says he's nice. Then he goes rogue, sells everything, is going to go away. And really, he's getting ready to, something snaps inside him and he's getting ready to go and run into a mall and fire off 60 rounds. And what happened, too, is the gun jammed because, hey, if the gun hadn't jammed, who knows how many more people would have died. Two people and a third fighting to stay alive is quite enough, but quite a miracle in a sense when you have an unaware crowd. So people aren't thinking that this is going to happen. And you can't live your life being paranoid of that. Certainly going into public places thinking, oh, this could be the, you know, this could be a place where someone could just come in and do something to strangers, set off a bomb or decide to shoot us or have some other horrible thing happen. It made me think, this is why we are so all about protecting our rights on this show, and so many of you are passionate about that, about the freedoms of living in the United States of America, because when you go to other countries that sometimes are often lovely, and there's wonderful history in Israel, went to Israel, go to Jerusalem, do the Wailing Wall thing, see some ancient texts, things you can't believe, the Red Sea, all the things that you could possibly imagine, things that you've read about. But the people who live there, while they have that the constant buzz of that around them, they also have the constant fear of, yeah, well, we had this happen, we had that happen, there was the guy that, you know, hit the bus, there was the explosives that were in the cafe. And maybe they don't live that way either, but they definitely live it much more than we do. And I certainly don't want to see that become part of our culture, that we now kind of dance around, looking around a little bit more. To be aware is good, but to not be able to enjoy and to be so freaked out and just a little edgy, kind of paranoid because of stories like the Portland one would be a shame, since this is part of why, you know, America's so great, because nobody's telling us where to drive, what to do. Not really. And this is why the battle is full on for so many, to make sure that doesn't start happening. It's like the thing with the black boxes they want to put in the cars. They're going to start putting those black boxes in the cars so they can record things in the car. Can you imagine? I don't want to be on some dealer's lot and get a car with a black box in it. So everything, they've got a record, basically, if something happened, the car could testify, I guess, in a sense, against me in court. That's too big brotherish. It's too big brotherish. For the one nutty drunk driver who does something awful, you could say, well, look, see, we were able to prosecute this person because they had a black box. I don't think that we should all have to dance around that. So it's, In a weird analogy, it's like the shooter. You have a screwed up guy who looks like he's okay, is normal looking guy, had girlfriends, and was not right. Something wasn't right with him. And some people started to see it was a little off, but they didn't delve any further into it. Yeah, he sells all his stuff, he's going to go away, but what's he going to do? Like, those questions just... it just didn't show up on anyone's radar. So it was a random act. It was somebody who wasn't right, who did a terrible thing. But I don't think that we need to then put in video cameras, hundreds of them in malls. So there's so many, because there already is some, that every move is recorded. That we're living in like one of those futuristic movies. Ugh, it's creepy. It's creepy to think of that. The black box and the car thing is creepy. I don't like it. The idea that the car essentially could testify against you in court, that's what it would amount to, because there that material would be. Not that we're trying to do something in our cars that need to be recorded. It's like the when you drive and now they take a picture of your license plate. Well, that was a California stop. boom, they get you. Send us $200, or you could take the defensive driving comedy class and not have points on your license. I don't like that idea either. That's being used a lot in divorce cases where someone's fooling around because they've got their license plate tagged. Whoops, look what you went through, this speeding cam got you. At what time was it? They could do that with toll booths already, because it records when you go through. And there's just too many ways to catch us at things. The idea that there's this sort of net that's around us, it doesn't feel like a net of protection. The more that that's out there, drones in the sky in the neighborhoods, forget the drones. Why are we spending money on that? Do we need drones in neighborhoods to alert people as to the speed we're driving? I don't think so. I don't want that. I know so. I don't want that. I'll take my chances with what we already have. We don't need drones. It's too expensive and too risky. Because if you really think about the collateral damage in some other areas, but these were war areas, if you had drones in FAA space, airspace, think of commercial planes, what do you think the odds are that some ridiculous thing's not going to happen with that drone? There's not going to be some crazy crash, something that leads to a plane, whatever it might be. I could dream up a bunch of scenarios, but we know it's a recipe for potential disaster. So forget the drones. Not for that. I know there's other people that disagree with me in the war situation, but if you're going to have drones, fine if you keep them there. Fine if you do that. But to do the other, to do the neighborhood watch thing. So imagine, you have neighborhood watch, you have video cameras, you have drones. Yeah, pretty much we're going to have to black out our windows so nobody can look in. We just want some privacy. I just want to watch The Family Guy. I don't want to watch Homeland. I don't want people knowing what I'm doing every second of the day. I know you don't want that either. So, of course, I got off on a crazy tangent, but one that's important. I wanted you to know. That's what I think. I think that there's too much of this road that we're going down that means money for some, means lack of privacy for the rest of us. And these are all things that we certainly have talked about in the past. I don't want to live like some of the people do in other countries where they're looking over their shoulder because they know it's a possibility, where the teachers in Israel are armed because they know there's a possibility of someone coming in and opening fire, even if it never happens, and hopefully it doesn't. But I wouldn't like that. I like the idea that we don't have to have lockdown mode all the time. What do you think? You can send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you can vent.
Body extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.